The name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Back to our program, Treasures. We are studying the book of Philippians, chapter 2, starting from verse 14. Do all things without complaining and disputing. Because he was speaking about humility, lowliness in mind, following the humble heart of our Lord Jesus Christ, who humbled himself to be in the likeness of man and accepted to die for us on the cross. So we have to obey the word of God. Many Christians used to complain. And if you start complaining, you stop thanksgiving, you stop praising God. But when you are a man of God, you should thank God all the time. You should focus on the gifts given by God to you. So please avoid complaining and disputing. Because with the heart of complaining, you cannot love God or people. But when you love God and people, you can easily praise God and help people in whatever hardship they have. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless. So, you will be blameless when you stop complaining, and harmless. Children of God, without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. So, the generation, the world in the hands of devil. The world around is not good. It's devilish. So this generation is cooked. So do not follow the generation. Do not imitate people. Do not be like them. You should be like Christ. In the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. So you have different mission in life. You are the light. You are the salt. Holding fast the word of life. So that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. Because these people loved St. Paul very much, he made use of this, at least for me to rejoice in the day of Christ, that I labored for you. You please stand strong in the word of God. Stick to the word of God. Follow the word of God. Live your life as lights shining in this world. So in the day of condemnation, I can say that these people are the people who I served. Holding fast the word of life so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ. So it's a message for all servants that in the day of Christ, you will be happy if you see those who you served faithfully with you. And you will be happy because your labor was not in vain. I have not run in vain or labored in vain. Yes, and if I am being poured out as a drink offering on the sacrifice. You know, these words signify the worship which was done before Christ and after Christ. Before Christ, the Jews were using the offerings and they pour some of the alcohol on the sacrifice. And you know, the incense coming out will be pleasing to God and man. So he considered himself as a priest in the liturgy of the church, that he himself, I am being poured out as a drink offering. He is pouring himself in praying. So as if he is participating by his emotions, by his body, by his labor in worshiping God in the church. On the sacrifice and service of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. For the same reason, you also be glad and rejoice with me. He is happy serving them. He is happy praying for them. He is pouring himself. He is completing God's plan for the salvation of everyone. So in this act of worshiping, the priests, the deacons, and all the servants are pouring their lives before the sacrifice of the holy body and holy blood of Christ himself. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you. Now he's speaking on the plans. He is still in the prison. At that time, some of the scholars said that Timothy freed before Paul himself. So he planned to send them Timothy to support the faith. I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you shortly, that I also may be encouraged when I know your state. So Timothy will visit them first, and one day he can visit them too. For I have no one like-minded who will sincerely care for your state. He's, you know, telling this about Timothy, so they look up to this man who is the real disciple of Paul. I have no one like-minded who will sincerely care for your state, for all seek their own. He suffered from these false disciples, fake teachers. So he's saying that this one is faithful. All seek their own, not the things which are of Christ Jesus. So it's a big problem when a servant seeks his own, his pride, his glory, his ego, his position in the church. But it's also always good that you see some servant who seeks only Christ's pleasure. But you know his proven character, that as a son with his father, he meant Timothy like the son and he himself the father, he served with me in the gospel. So he enjoyed being the son of Paul many years. Therefore, I hope to send him at once, as soon as I see how it goes with me, because he was waiting for the statement of his freedom. But I trust in the Lord that I myself shall also come shortly. So, he is promising that he will come, because people may think that by sending Timothy, he will not come. So, he is again very clear, I'm sending Timothy for this time, but next time I will be with you. Yet, I considered it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother, fellow worker, and fellow soldier. So it happened already that at that time Epaphroditus, one of the disciples of St. Paul, visited Philippian people and supported them and gave them this letter. So Epaphroditus was one of his team. So it looks like that St. Paul was following up all the churches in Europe and Asia by his fellow workers. And always he glorified these fellow servants. He looked up to these people. He considered their role. He respected them so much. And these people shared him the work of God. I considered it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother, fellow worker, fellow soldier, but your messenger and the one who ministered to my need. So this man helped Paul in the prison for some time, and you know, he is the special messenger for Philippi. Since he was longing for you all and was distressed because you had heard that he was sick. So this man, it looked like that he served these people for many times. And they loved him, being the disciple of St. Paul. Epaphroditus had some attack of disease or real strong sickness. And he was about to die. And the people were very much anxious about him. So this man, maybe miraculously, saved from this disease. So Paul sent him back to plead the people when they saw him alive and in good health. Since he was longing for you all and was distressed because you had heard that he was sick. For indeed he was sick, almost unto death. But God had mercy on him, and not only on him, but on me also. So he sounds like a nice father. He really loves his people. And he was also anxious about his disciple Aphroditus. And by saving Aphroditus from the sickness, he felt so happy that he saved his life. Lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow, because he has many problems. If Aphroditus died at that time, it will be another stress on his heart. Therefore, I sent him the more eagerly, that when you see him again, you may rejoice, and I may be less sorrowful. So just pleading them, when they saw their servant Aphroditus, and they enjoy time together, he will feel relaxed, he will feel happy just for them. Receive him therefore in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such men in esteem, because for the work of Christ he came close to death. So this sickness is related in a way to service, because he's saying, for the work of Christ he came close to death. Maybe because he labored much, he traveled much, he spent many nights without sleep, he was persecuted maybe. So this sickness might be related to the work of God. For the work of Christ he came close to death, not regarding his life, to supply what was lacking in your service toward me. So this man served Paul very good in the prison, and the people of Philippi wished to serve people while being in the prison. So being one of them, he served their teacher Paul many times. He served him, and he made it on behalf of all his people in Philippi. Chapter 3. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. For me to write the same things to you is not tedious, but for you it's safe. So again he's saying, just rejoice. Enjoy the life into Christ. Enjoy having the Spirit in your heart. Rejoice praying. Rejoice the service. Rejoice loving each other. So the life of Christian is full of joy. And this joy is partially the gift of the Spirit and partially the mindset of Christians. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. For me to write the same things to you is not tedious. It's not heavy on my heart to write you again and again what to do. But for you, it's safe. So you have to focus on my words, because it will secure you. It will guard you. Beware of dogs. What kind of dogs? You know, dogs were the common name given to the pagans, or to the those who teach false teachings, because the Jews considered the pagans following devil. Now the church considered those who are the heretics, teaching against the same teaching of the church, these are the dogs now. So beware of the dogs, you know, stay away from any false teaching. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the mutilation. These are usually the pagans or the heretics or the evildoers. So stay away from all people who are not God's people. For we are the circumcision. Now he speaks in the Jewish language. I'm circumcised. I'm a Jew. But I will never count on this, because I'm Christian now. I believe in Christ. Circumcision did nothing to me in a spiritual manner. So I shouldn't think of this being circumcised as superior than anyone. So he's saying, for we are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit. Now we are the real Jews, because we believed in Christ. We worship him in spirit. We count never on the circumcision. Rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. just ignore, just forget about the circumcision, and whatever happened in your flesh had nothing to do with your salvation. Though I also might have confidence in the flesh. So as if he's saying, I'm not speaking this because I lack or I am weak. No, I'm circumcised. I can consider myself better than any of you, those heretics teaching the Judaism or the heresy of being, you should be circumcised, you should be a Jew, you should follow the rituals of the law of Moses. So he is excellent in this. Though I also might have confidence in the flesh, if anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so. For any Jew, Paul is superior, Paul is stronger. Paul had many credits. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee, concerning deal, persecuting the church. So he is telling that I am better than any of these Jew people who try to make Christianity a Jewish pattern or a Jewish sector of Judaism. Concerning deal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. So he's speaking their language. If you see that circumcised people are better, I'm circumcised. If you consider the people of the law are the good ones, I'm blameless in the law. If you consider those who are following the law, I'm a Pharisee, the best one in this. So he's saying, don't consider these things. Had nothing to do with your salvation. I myself was excellent in this, but I ignored all of this. What things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. So this, what people consider as gain, as precious, he considered them as loss because they stayed as obstacles in his journey to salvation. So St. Paul is saying there is no way except Christ. All these Jewish ideas did not help him or anyone to be saved. So we need to stick up to Christ, the only way to heaven. Glory to God.